Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 9, entitled Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy, Text 31. Yes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. O Brahma, when you are absorbed in devotional service in the course of your creative activities, you will see me in you and throughout the universe. And you will see that you yourself, the universe and the living entities are all in me. Translation repeat please. O Brahma,
O Brahma,
when you are absorbed
in devotional service,
in the course of your creative activities,
you will see me
in you
and throughout the universe.
And you will see that you yourself,
the universe,
and the living entities,
are all in me.
Purport. It is cited herein by the Lord that during his daytime, Brahma would see him as Lord Sri Krishna. He would appreciate how the Lord expanded himself into all the kalps during his childhood at Vrindavan. He would know how Yashoda Mai saw all the universes and planetary system within the mouth of Krishna during his playful childhood pastime. And he would also see that there are many millions of Brahmas during the appearance of Lord Krishna in Brahma's daytime. But all this manifestation of the Lord appearing everywhere in his eternal transcendental forms cannot be understood by anyone but the pure devotees, who are always engaged in devotional service to the Lord and are fully absorbed in the Lord. The high qualification of Brahma are also indicated herein. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Shakshuranmulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sargana Atam Tamsa Jivam Sadhavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sargana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jigatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Just a replacement for the original speaker of today, Bhagavatam class. So please forgive me, and I know I'm not qualified, but just for my purification. It's like, in cricket there is one term called night watchman. Most of them know what is night watchman. Now, night watchman is like if in the test match there is an end and the player is going to finish and the important player is out. So they don't want to send a nice batsman just for 2-3 overs. So they'll say the last batsman and you go back for 2-3 overs, it's okay. Even if you're out, it's okay, no loss in that. So and of course it's a material example, but Bhavatam itself is pure. So so there's the opportunity given. I'll try to speak something on Bhavatam. So here we see, we saw how the previous chapter Brahma's manifestation from Vishnu, and now Brahma is want to create, but then he is offering beautiful prayers. In the beginning of this chapter, we saw how Brahma is sincerely praying, and how he is begging for the Lord's mercy. So we see how to do something, we need the mercy of the Lord. We cannot do anything by our own endeavor. And here, Brahma has offered prayers, and then there was a pause where Maitreya Muni is speaking to Vidura, and then now the Lord is speaking actually. So, in previous verses and now, how actually the Brahma is praying that because he is entailed with a big thing, big service to create the whole universe. And Brahma is afraid of, you know, not to get any pride by doing this service. So he is praying humbly that, please, you know, make sure that I don't get any pride in doing this service. And also, Brahma is praying that, please, you know, give your mercy so that I can do, you know, this creation for you. So the Lord, previous verse is saying, it's already been granted. The Lord, in a previous verses, we see how already everything done. Like in Bhagavad Gita, we see Arjuna and Krishna was there. So Krishna, you know, already these soldiers are all died. You know, they are rushing into the mouth of Krishna when Krishna is showing the universal form. So everything is done, but just Arjuna is like a instrument, nimitra matra. It is just an instrument. You just act as an instrument to in the Lord's hand. You know, like we see how Prabhupada in journey to US in Jaladutta, the famous prayers of Prabhupada, how Prabhupada is writing, I'm just want to be like a puppet in your hand. So this is the mood of great devotees. They don't take credit for themselves. They just want to be like an instrument. So the Prabhupada is sincerely praying that, I just want to be like a puppet. Whatever you like to do, you do with me. You are the puppeteer. And I don't know how these people are going to take this message of Lord Chaitanya. And I don't have any qualification. And Prabhupada is, you know, like, everyone call me Bhakti Vedanta. I don't have Bhakti, I don't have Vedanta. Prabhupada is writing. And even before starting everything, the whole mission. So he is humbly praying to the Lord. Because it's a huge task actually to propagate Krishna consciousness throughout the world. It's like, you know, it's impossible in one sense. So how the big task is there and how they are praying. Devotees like sincerely praying to the Lord. And the Lord actually, you know, see the, here you see, and you said in the purport, when you are absorbed in devotional service in the course of your creative activities, you will see me in you and throughout the universe. And you will see that you yourself, the universe and the living entities are all in me. So it is just, Brahma's, you know, creation is like an instrument. Already the living entities, already the creation, everything is there. It's ready. Like, you know, it's an example of everything done. We just have to eat. Like all these things are done. Like we just have to, you know, humbly surrender our ego and be an instrument in God's, you know, activities. We just, it's like he's giving credit to us by putting in that situation. Brahma is getting credit, but then he is sincerely praying, I don't want any credit, because if I accept anything, then pride comes. If you accept any credit for that service or whatever you've done, automatically pride comes in our heart. And it is very difficult, because pride means like it is pride comes before fall, you know that. And we know this here says, the exam, the purport, Prabhupada write about the Brahma Vimogan Leela. How, you know, in the later part of the third canto, it said that the Brahma, you know, he comes again and again, because he sometimes, what happened, he got this independent nature. Sometimes, you know, he's carried away by that independent free will, what, and thinks he is a creator. So this is sometimes, you know, the Lord put in a certain situation, because Brahma, we should understand that Brahma is our guru. He's our guru, you know, the parampara Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya starts from, he's our starting acharya. And one should understand that by just placing, you know, in a certain situation, the Lord is teaching us actually. He is using Brahma in that situation also to teach us some lesson, how one should not carry it away, you know. So this Brahma Vimogan Leela is very many lessons in that, where, you know, the Brahma is actually, you know, bewildered by seeing Lord Krishna with playing with calves and, you know, with gopas and cows. So in that Leela, we know that Brahma steals the calves and cowherd boys, but Krishna, you know, immediately expand into the calves and cowherd, you know, boys. And then we know how Brahma prays actually. There is a section of prayer there. And also we know that here it says another example is in the Brahmandakat, where Krishna is playing with the dirt. So Krishna was eating dirt. And his all his friends and when complained to Yashoda Mai, then Yashoda, you know, happened to see the mouth of Krishna, where you see all the universes, all, everything was there. Everything was there in the mouth, including herself, you know. But Prabhupada writes here, all this manifestation of the Lord, that is the pastime of Gopa, you know, Brahma Vimavan Leela, or, you know, Krishna eating dirt, and then millions of Brahma during. So we have another pastime where, you know, Lord Brahma, the current Brahma with four heads, he goes to see Krishna in Dwaraka. So then Krishna has, you know, which Brahma? Is it four-headed? Or there are, like, all the Brahmas come there. So we know there are a lot of Brahmas, like, for each and every universe. Depending on the size of the universe, Brahma has that number of heads. So we see all this manifestation of the Lord appearing everywhere is eternal, transcendental forms, cannot be understood anyone but the pure devotees. So, you know, there's a Bhagavad Gita, Krishna itself says, Janma Karma Cha Divyam Yovam Ye Veti Tatvata Tyakta Degam Puna Janma Naitimam Iti So Arjuna. That, you know, my transcendental activities and pastime, one cannot understand. If someone can understand my activities, my birth, my Leela, then upon leaving this body, O Arjuna, he will not take birth. He will come to me. So this, and then, you know, Krishna also says, the foolish people derides me when I take the human form. So when Krishna appear as human form, you know, people think, oh, it's just normal. Because they compare themselves with Krishna. Because I am also in that section, Prabhupada write that, you know, because we are having a personal form and we are undergoing so much of suffering, and so that the Krishna, you know, they don't want to accept Krishna first of all personal form, because, you know, how is possible? Krishna also personal form, then he'll also have to suffer. And also they'll think that, oh, Krishna is doing normal activities. These are looks like human-like activities. So but Krishna is, you know, is so merciful actually. He's coming as same like us and setting an example. Certain activities actually, you know, like lifting of Govardhan Hill. No humans can do it. Just to you know, show his supreme power, at the same time be like a normal human being, to increase our, you know, like, for example, in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna was showing the, you know, universal form, then Krishna, then Arjuna was, you know, not like, he was scared actually. He said, no, you come back to, you know, 200 form, because I am your, like, he has this friendly relationship with Krishna. And he is so comfortable with that. Imagine, you know, if we know that there is worship of Vishnu, worship of other forms of the Lord, which is eternal and transcendental. You know, when we see, you know, God like having eight hands, and automatically you get this fear of, and you get to want to respect him. You don't want to have this relationship of mellow, or you don't have to have the... It's very difficult to develop the relationship of love, or, you know, serving, or not serving, like love, basically madhurya rasa. And it is very easy if we see a 200 form, like Krishna is so beautiful, Krishna is all attractive, right? So when Krishna is like us, one of us, then even, you know, in most of the pastime, we know that sometime the thought come, then many people come and tell to Nanda Maharaj that, you know, your son may be, you know, like Narayan, or your son is some of the demigod. But you know, immediately, you know, then the thought comes again, no, no, he is just my son. No, don't, like same with Yashoda Mai. No, no, he is just my son. Because the relationship is so strong. That they are very, what do you call, one with that relationship of that form of the Lord, which is a supreme. So Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnation. From him comes every all other incarnation. So for example, we are having this Narasimha Chaturdasi. We know the form of Lord Narasimha. If somebody wants to develop Madhurya Rasa with Narasimha, it is really, you know, one can develop, but you know, if you imagine, and some other rasa, like, you know, Vatsalya Rasa, you're having a baby like Narasimha, huh? It's quite difficult, right? Like, so this kind, and you know, Krishna is Rasaraj. You know, he is only see the essence of love. You know, how you love. You know, the devotee, it's a bhakta vatsal. The only thing is, you say, you know, you offer me fruit, flower, or you know, leaf, water, with devotion. So we go to Ganges, we take this water from Ganges, and then we drop it again to Ganga. So what we are doing? We are just doing, you know, taking some water which is there in the Ganga, and then giving back to Ganga. But what actually is we are putting is, we are putting the devotion in that water. That is the main key. Like if some father is there, and a father, you know, child is there. The child, you know, surprised, you know, father gives him money, for example, pocket money or something. And then, you know, after a certain, you know, amount or something, when father's birthday, the child goes and buys something out of his pocket money and then give back to his father. You know, father will get angry and slap his child or what? You're taking my money and giving, what the big thing you're doing? Go away. Like that, father won't say. Father won't say, what is the big deal? That is my money. You go get your money and buy and come. No, he won't say anything. He will go in tears, right? He will see how the child, you know, there is a free will. The free will for the child. You know, the money is given, and the child can misuse the money for his own sense gratification or for the pleasure of his father. Independence is given to every living entity. Everyone has independent and free will. And every moment we have to see how we are surrendering our free will and how we are choosing to give it to Krishna. So similarly, the child, with the money, he goes by, even though it may be a small thing. Maybe a small, you know, what do you call, maybe a rubber or whatever. A child can, you know, a pen or something. And then it gives back to his father. So the father, you know, actually, you know, he doesn't have any speech, you know, because he sees the love of that child, how he is reciprocating, how he is giving back to me, whatever I have given. So similarly, here we see the activities and the pastime, whatever Krishna is doing, only pure devotees can understand. And of course, when we associate with pure devotees, we get a glimpse of it. It's very difficult to understand Krishna. It is only by Krishna's mercy we can understand him. Like if it is revealed by himself, then only we can understand. For example, same like if you are having some relationships, for example, a same child and father, a child may not know what father is doing. It is very difficult to understand, very difficult for the child to understand what father is actually doing. The father, when he get up, father is already gone to work. And when he come back, he is not there. He already slept and father comes late. But he is provided with all the facilities, all the comfort and everything. But at the same time, if the father reveals himself, oh son, this is what I am doing. It's like for certain age, after certain age, the father tell, oh, this is my business. I am doing this. Why don't you take over this business? I am doing this. I have this many factories. I have this. these are my relatives, these are my, you know, the father reveals, like when the love is there, then one reveal. We see it's that one of the in nectar of devotion, sorry, nectar of instruction, is that one should reveal his heart to one, you know, to a devotee whom we feel very trusted. And so there is a reciprocation when we give this love, and of course everyone is looking for that. Everyone is hankering and looking for that reciprocation of love in this world. No one wants, you know, very superficial and, you know, very surface-like relationship. Here, that's a main problem in Kali Yuga. We see here day to day how many people are breaking relationship. So it's just we know. Yesterday I was listening to one of a lecture. It said to create something, for example, to create a relationship is very easy. You don't have to do much. You just have to impress by your external sometime, you know. Right? So you just have to do word juggleries and presentation and pleasing words and some gifts, right? Your relationship will start. Maybe chocolates on a Valentine's Day. And if you wear a green color shirt, it's done. That's it, you know. All you have to do, that's it. Walk in two times in Swanson Street and then relationship will start. And to break a relationship, don't answer your phone call for 2 days. Done. Right? Voicemail after voicemail, and the last voicemail will be like goodbye, you know. That's it. Or change your SIM card, done. So it's easy. To start a relationship, what is required? Some show, then done. And then to stop a relationship, it's very easy. But to maintain a relationship, we see our elders in India who are coming, parents, and they say, oh, I'm married for 35 years, 30 years, with same person, you know. This is more important. 35 years I'm married. Recently we had a celebration here. 35 years married life. Cake cutting. Nice prasadam was there. But so, you know, and the others say, you know, 40 years, 20 years, 25 years. Now if you see, 25 months or 25 weeks is a big day, big thing. Right? I know personally my friends of my same age who got married, you know, my two people, you know, divorced in 3-4 months, 6 months. The person was in US, and then the girl said, you know, I married you because I want to come to US. So I came, I applied my green card, thank you, bye-bye. And other person, you know, got engaged, and 1 week before marriage stopped. The boy came to beat, the girl's father. Before marriage only. The boy and my brother, my friend, his sister got engaged. And my brother, my friend and his father went to see the boy. The boy said, you know, after marriage I'll take your daughter and I'll go. They said, wait for some days, you know, we'll see a nice auspicious day. Calendar, Kundli and everything, and then we'll send you. He said, no, my sisters are coming from UK, I have to take in straight away. So some conversation happened and that guy came to beat his father. And then they all stopped and he pushed my friend. And then big drama happened and they cancelled the marriage, 1 week. So we see, it is very difficult to maintain a relationship. It takes time, energy, it takes surrender of ego, and it takes a toll actually to just say okay. Someone has to take a humble position. And I read a quote that, you know, in a ego fight, whoever takes a humble position, he actually wins. When I was here in Melbourne, we were living in a shared accommodation, and then we have boys like some years back actually when I was initial. So when you are you know growing with the same peers, you have this difficulty. You might have very easy going, nice relationship with juniors, and a very humbling relationship and very submissive, subordinate, humble with seniors. But with the same equals, you will have difficulty, because you know it's very difficult to take who is the instructor and who is instructed. Same here we see in Bhagavad Gita starting. Arjuna and Krishna is in a friendly relationship, friendly talk. Then as soon as Arjuna submit himself and says that you are my master, please instruct me, the soul surrendered unto you, then immediately Krishna chastises. You are speaking like as if learned, you are a fool. You don't know what you are speaking. You are seeing only the bodily thing. But these people are already dead. You are helping them to get a new body. You have to see the soul. So then he gives the Atma Gyan from second chapter. It's a full description of the soul he gives. So Arjuna can understand. So there is a distinction that Arjuna is taking a humble position to get instructed from Krishna. So Krishna becomes a spiritual master. So similarly, but that is, then when we are dealing day-to-day life, when we are peers, then it's very difficult. And, I've noticed what personally in, like, when we speak of this envy, ego and the problem, whenever we speak of this and you have the person image coming in your mind who are really envy with you, immediately, comes like a projector. Then now definitely. Then, that's what, so when I was living there, we have this subtle problem. Someone tells something to you, immediately you tell back to that person. You say, Prabhu, you're not cleaning that. Prabhu, you didn't put salt yesterday in the cooking. Like that. Immediately, give it back. You have a list ready, like a guns loaded, for everyone. Like four people means four guns you have ready. And somebody says something, immediately you shot back. Oh, you didn't do that like that. You should not do like this. This is said in this book, like that, You quote Shastra also. you have everything ready to give it back to that person. And you literally fry that person. And, very insensitive dealing. Then one senior devotee came to our house actually. Then, senior means you just open your heart and give everything to that person, right? So everyone started telling. Not like collectively, individually like that. And that person came to me. He said, see, you have to take a humble position. You're doing this, okay. But, you don't have time to clean your house. What is the point? You're cleaning temple and working service in temple. You have to take care of your home as well. So you have to understand what that person is going through. That person is saying, the bin is full. In the house, the bin is full. And no one cared to do it. And every time he only do that. And then, it's a high opener. Because that is one good thing of taking guidance with senior devotee. One should actually eagerly look for that association where one can take guidance and instruction, because they have seen the truth. We know in Bhagavad Gita, by submissively inquiring and rendering service to the great souls, they can reveal the truth to you because they have seen the truth. They have given knowledge. They have gave the knowledge to you. That's our parampara. This is our disciplic succession. We come under disciplic succession and we are officially connected to Prabhupada and all the acharyas. So we have to, and we know which is our Shiksha Guru, the disciplic line. And we take Shiksha from people. And we take, this is what happening. And, like there's so many incidents happen, when we are growing in Krishna consciousness with equal people. then so many ups and downs and things comes. But unless until, but that is a curve everyone has to undergo and go through. But if you take guidance and instruction, then it will be easy. Then, you know, you don't have to go through the hard way. Like, the student coming to Australia, if someone is there to guide them, you have to do this, you have to, you know, stay here, this suburb, this is the kind of job you can apply. These are the student visa, after this visa, that if someone is guiding, then that person actually, you know, lucky. But the problem with that person is, he will think, you know, why like this, you know. It's okay, you know, you don't have to tell like that. But we know someone who has undergone very badly of how, you know, Australia welcomes, you know. You know, working hard, you know, when I came first, I used to convert everything to Indian rupee. Because I come from India. So when I see, I'm hungry, okay? I went to the shop and I see, oh my God, $5? 300 rupees? No, I cannot have. We French used to have. And then finally we found something. We find this long bread, you know, dry bread, which is 60 cents. We said, this is affordable. This is affordable. And we used to have that. And then we used to have this Maggi packet. Only thing we know in India and here is common is Maggi. We saw that Maggi. So we want to buy that packet. And then one packet we used to share 3 people. You know. But we used to put in one plate and 3 spoons. So whoever was hungry, they will have more, you know. So, and you know, literally, you know, different people and... It's if you look back, it's like funny thing, you know. Because you nicely pampered and nicely taken care under the arms of your parents and looked after, and when you come into this foreign world, like, you know, like how you're coming to material world, here you have to do everything paka, like, you know, your bills, your rent, your cleaning, your washing, your studies, your work. Sorry, first work, then studies. Then, you know, you in a room you come, you know, there is always different kinds of people. Not like all, like, you know, very caring. And you should have this strong conviction and conclusion that except devotees, everyone is, you know, selfish. Only devotees are here who can really care for you. No one have any good quality. Doesn't matter. No one has any good quality. This is for sure. Even Bhagavatam says, all the scripture, we can see in our practical life. And same with the relationship. What is there for me and what I will give for you. You scratch my back and I will scratch your back. As long as scratching is there, I'm happy. If you have 2 big nail, I'm going. So this is like, you know, what is in for me. This is strong there in material. But devotees are, you know, they are very compassionate. They see how the other living entities are suffering. One should see how ourselves are suffering. One should save ourselves into the boat, from the ocean. Then save others. And other devotees are very... I remember I used to give this food to some people actually in the college when I was working. And I was keep giving. And the students came up to me and they said, you know, we can't understand why you're doing this. You know, really can't understand why you're doing. You don't have to do this. Why you're bringing food? I said, it's okay. No. We feel something guilty. We are eating every time. Why are you doing? He said, no, nothing like that. It's a prasadam you can have. And still, you know, because you have that, you touch their heart and they really listen to you. When you say, okay, this is what. As long as, it's very funny, when you do something in a motive, the other person can sense it. Immediately they can sense it. And you also feel, you know, oh, something bad. One time I remember I was giving this food and speaking to one of the Sri Lankan girl, and I was working, and then she said, "No, I'm a little bit scared, you know." I said, "Why?" "Because I am Sri Lankan, you are Tamil. I'm really scared you might do something to me because of the war going on." I said, "You know, I'm Australian citizen." So, you know, that girl really got scared, you know. No. "I'm really now, you know, I'm scared now. Why are you doing it? I think you might do something bad to me, you know." "No, I don't do anything bad, you know, you come and have." So people have this, you know, because they have already gone through that, you know, they have had the bitter taste of all this relationship. Because something is expected is there. Expectation is the root cause of suffering, actually. If you have some expectation, then definitely you have to prepare for your suffering. So this girl, like so many examples there. And only devotees, you know, they are there to help others. One may have, time is gone. One may have some, you know, bad experience with devotees also. One may not say, "Oh, okay, this devotee did lie to me." Okay, but everyone is in the same path. Maybe gradation. Someone is a different. Everyone is going to back to Godhead, but there are some, you know, distances there, you may say. But one should have, even though we are bad, then one should come back and to the conclusion that devotees are there who can help us. Devotees are the only people who have all the good qualities and who are there for me. And last line of Prabhupada said, this high qualification of Brahma are also indicated here in the qualification of how he is humbly submitting himself. Hare Krishna, I'll just end here. Antara Srimad Bhavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.